I'd like to. I've been thinking about that. Probably we have a rather restricted clientele, you know.
I don't think somebody in that region maybe, but we have, we've got some other people that might be able to get into it.
We'll have an advanced transmission level for you.
Yeah, all right.
And we could come up with more classes to keep the prison for 10 years. Okay, we are on lesson 32, part C. I've finished these exercises up before we move to the other area here. Lesson 33, the Gemini verse, and that's a rather short chapter. Short but sweet, I guess. And my marker indicates we finished on number C, part C number 9. Did we actually do number 9? Did you put him in? Yeah, we did. I remember that. Okay. So number 11 is next. And Doug, are you going to be fast enough to get at it?
I'm ready.
Okay.
Which one was it?
Number 11, part C, page 151.
Okay. On the answer, I need to find exercise now.
That instance where you have a plural verb, plural parts that will form in this case, and then with the each, you know, getting the idea of each, a man to his house. Literally, the lads were returning a man to his house, or the lads are returning a man to his house. Okay, good. Questions, anyone? Number 13, then, Jim. Part C.
Okay. Kafetsu Lashu Willow Yokalu. Yakalu.
Yakalu, right.
Yakalu.
From shop to return.
Okay, they did not desire to return?
Right. Or, well, not quite right.
Well, they desired to return.
Right.
And not.
Yakol means to be able. So it's they were not able. Yeah. So they desired to return and they were not able, but they were not able. They desired to return but were not able. Okay. Part D, number one. Peter, I guess you're next. In the morning, his companion arose and went to the city. On Wayak, it's Wayakon. It's Kamsatu, it's tricky. Wayakon, actually Wayakon, because you have the penultimate stress, so it's an unstressed comma there. And so it gets a Kamsatu. So it's Wayakon, but you're sure the spelling is right. Okay, and then you had El Ha'iru, you could have had Ha'ira too if somebody had that for the directional. So Wayhi, Baboker, Wayakon, Re'ehu, for his companion, Wayelek Ha'ira or El Ha'ir. Any questions on the spelling of any of those? The verb forms Wayakom should be Waw with Papak, Yod with Dagesh and Kamas, Kof with Kamas, Kadus, and Maim. And Re'ehu, there should be Resh with Seri, Ayin with Seri, He and Shuret. And Wayelek should be Waw with Papak, Yod with Dagesh and Seri, Lamet with Segol, and final Kaf with Shuah. Questions, anyone? Okay, it is bad to shed blood. Daniel,
Ra, Shepok, Dam.
Right, Ra, Shepok, Dam. Ra, Shepok, Dam.
I had
what was that?
I might be wrong here. I'll be back to the spell check problem.
What did you have in mind?
I had alert. Preposition.
Oh, preposition with it? Yeah, the lid is usually used when you have another auxiliary verb, you know, complete the verb. I'm not positive, really, that would be misunderstood, but you really don't need it in this instance because you have predicate construction. So I doubt that you'd see it there. And I was just checking with Shafat there if they have shed blood for the whole verb. In other words, you might be able to get by without writing down
that has blood in.
Okay. So it could be understood. So that's why I put down in parentheses here too, just in case. You know, Shabbat could be enough, but down would make it even more specific. Yes.
What form of the verb is that you're using there? I had it spelled with a holam and a theri.
Okay. You have form theory?
I was trying to get some sort of touche. I didn't know what I was doing.
Well, you just want an infinitive construct. Just a regular old run-of-the-mill infinitive construct. It's a touche. It's wrong touche. An infinitive construct is acting as the subject of a predicate adjective construction.
And what were the vowel points on it?
Shawa and Fola. Shawa.
That's right.
So there's that
direct
object.
Yes, you might even call it. Yeah, it'd be a direct object. And since there's no article, I'd be able to do that. If it was to shed the blood, then you'd have an article in the animal.
I just carried away my desk.
Okay. Now you probably, you know, missed them enough times that you want to make sure you get them on time. Now you're kind of going over the other side. We'll get you back in the middle of the road here before the end of the semester. Okay, Peter?
You could use Rasha as well as Ron?
Yeah, Rasha would be fine too. And there's no masculine or feminine on it. It's in the construct. Okay, number five. And now let us choose a king for ourselves. Yes, Eric?
Ra'ata nivkara melech lanu.
Okay, Nixara Lanu Malik. Actually, the choose usually use the bait for the object, so the Malik would be better. So Nixara Lanu the Malik. Well, Ata Nixara Lanu the Malik. And if you wanted to get a little bit more energy out of it, a little more excited, you could put Ata the Ku Wa Nixara. You know, remember that Ku is the imperative for a lot. Stuck in front of it. I don't know if they want to get that excited about it or not, but they put that in parentheses as an option. Yes, here.
I had the book on the. I had
banding
instead of
mine. Oh, I see.
That's not
the right. No, it goes on the thing that would be the direct object, which would be Melek, choosing a king for us, you see. Choose for us a king would be the idea. So the four would be Lanu, and the Melech would be just a kind of a peculiar direct object.
So we put M now.
Yeah, and that would be Wata, and then all you need from there on is the coordinative form, let us choose, so that would be Nivkara. That would be Nun with Kirik, Beit was Shua, Chet was Chatefata, Resh was Kamas and Hay. Now, you could probably get by with Nivkar, too, without the Kamas Hay, but I think most likely it was a cooperative. You could still understand it without a cooperative form in the ending of it, but most likely it would be for the Kamas Hay. And Lanu Vanalek. Now, you could have had as an option Wa'ata Laku Wa'nikara Lanu Vanalek. Remember that idiom two chapters back there?
Yeah.
So you could do that if you'd like. Top of page 146. Come on, let's go. Laku Wa'nikara. Same kind of structure as that. That's if you're just feeling more emotional about it. Okay, number seven. Did you know that this vessel was empty? Was there any other question on this one? Okay, number seven. Did you know that this vessel is empty?
I had a real question. Where to put no in the perfect or imperfect?
I would say perfect in this case. I did the same. I started out with the imperfect and changed it to the perfect because it's, did you know that this, did you know? Because it said, did you know? That kind of dipped it too. It's, to know is kind of, you get a present tense idea on it, but it's knowledge that you gained in the past. So they would probably normally use the perfect on this one.
Okay, so it would be, Hayada'a Kali Veh Rake.
Okay, several things here. First, it should be Hayadata, because it's second person masculine singular. Hayadata. And the interrogative A, so Hayadata, ki. You want a ki here now because this is introducing the whole clause. It's the whole clause that you're, you know, that the vessel is empty. So this is the place where you use ki, is where you deal with the whole clause. So Hayadata, ki, hakeli, hazeh, reik. Hayadata ki hakeli hazeh reik. Any questions on spelling or performance? Okay, hayadata would be a hey with katatata because it's the interrogative hey. And then yod with kamat, dalet with pata, ayin with shua. And it's just because it's closing the syllable there. And then tau with delegation with kamat. So you're assuming that you analyze it that way. Any other questions or observations? Okay, then
you would have conflict on it.
What's that?
The conflict on the yod performance?
No, it was a comment on yadata. That was a comment because that's, see, the it's a perfect verb form. The perfect is yada, and the yod is part of the non-performative, but it's part of the root. So it's hey with kata pata, yod with kamas, dalat with pata, ayin with shawa, and tau with kamas. Okay. Reading, Joseph is taken to Egypt. John, I guess you're first. You can read the, I guess, the first sentence here. Break down
that. Vayishvu Ahe Yosef Lecho Lechem Vayishvu Einehem Vayiru Vahine Orchat Yish Ma'elin Ba'a Megilad Wahim Olkim Laredet Mitzrayima.
Okay.
The brothers of Joseph returned to eat bread,
And they lifted up their eyes, and they saw, and behold, a caravan of Ishmaelites. And this, the only thing I hear is just coming toward from Gilead. Otherwise, it's Shechem.
Oh, okay.
Or is that, am I missing it?
Okay.
It's a caravan of Ishmaelites.
When you have a construct relationship, the adjective follows the two. And you don't know which one it modifies, and so you look at the case and so forth, the number. So it can't be Ishmaelim because that's masculine plural.
Right.
So the other is feminine singular. But it's in construct that we get the comments. Baha Kao in the end.
Okay. So
a caravan of Ishmaelites coming.
I guess you would just assume that from the context that it was coming, because otherwise it could be Cain still, couldn't it?
Oh, yes. Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah, as far as the aspect.
Participle is the progressive, isn't it?
Yes. The question is this the participle or is this the. There's an action difference, though.
Caravan came from Gilead, and they were. But later on it says you have going as a participle. So you get the idea of motion going on.
Is it accent difference? No, this one's the participle, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, okay.
This one's tricky. I remember. Ba'ah would be the word form. This would be the participle.
All right.
What's coming? There's more progressive aspect.
So caravan of Ishmaelites coming from Gilead, and they were going...
But they're talking mainly about elevation too, as far as the land elevation, because you do go down, altitude wise. The Nile Valley there. So, and to summarize then, and Joseph's brethren, I think this means I can't remember what you said. It means sat to eat bread. They sat down to eat bread. Is that what you had? I can't remember what you said, John.
I said return.
Okay,
shop.
That was shop. And they sat to eat bread. And his Joseph's brethren sat to eat bread and lifted up their eyes and saw and behold, if you want to do that, and behold a caravan of Ishmaelites was coming from Gilead, or the way this guy would translate it, and saw that a caravan of Ishmaelites was coming from Gilead, and they were going to descend toward Egypt.
I like the other way better. It sounds more
easy. Yeah, I do too.
I'll have to confess, I do. Okay. Now the next sentence then, back to Doug. Let's see. Now I think go ahead and read the whole thing. That whole paragraph. I mean the two lines there.
Yeah, I have a question about the.
Okay, go
ahead. Followed up on between the verb for saw, see, and be afraid.
Oh. Okay. Okay. Well, to see is ra'ah, and the other is yara'ah, I believe. And the place you're going to get the trouble is in the... Did that clarify for you?
The difference is going to be the shua'ah time on the race.
Yes.
Greg.
Let's see. Let's look at the exact paradigm. So that would probably be instructive, because this is one we're going to... Where the subtlety is done. Let's see.
Yeah, you do get a different vowel point, vowel there. Let's see.
Oh, from Yare.
Yeah, Yare. Okay. And you get Yare, you get a Teri there. And let's see, I'm trying to find a converted form here. Perfect would be Yira, and you get the Yirik Yod there. So, by Yira, let's see. Okay, is it? Yes. So, yeah, it's not going to get. Yeah, get the dog issue, why you're off, and you wouldn't get the stress change or anything, so that would be your difference. Whereas the other one's got the apocryphated form, and why you are, retraction stress, the whole thing.
Okay, so distinguish those two, you have two yards.
Right, you'll have two yods in the that's probably the quickest way to tell them.
Instead of a double.
Instead of a double, you're going to have two separate yods. The first one will have a dogation in the third form of the beard. But the second one will be a hearing yod. Okay. Yeah, it's easy to do. It's not easy to remember exactly which one. You go through it once, go through the chapter when you're working on it, but after a while, you have them all merged together. You follow it, trying to remember which one does which. So it's good to sometimes just look at the difference and say, I got to remember what the difference is for recognition purposes. Okay. Let me go ahead with Wayomer then.
Wayomer. Yehuda. Aaron.
Okay, then the next one, Jim.
Vayishma'u Echau Vayinkaru Eth Yosef Layish Me'e Vayeved Yosef Itan Mitzrayim. And his brothers hearkened, repeated. Mm-hmm. And they sold Joseph to the Ishmaelites. Joseph went down with them toward Egypt.
Okay, good. And his brothers hearkened, and they sold Joseph to the Ishmaelites. And Joseph went down, or descended with them toward Egypt. Okay, any questions? The Atom is with them. There was one thing I meant to mention above there. In this footnote number one, the omission of Eth here and often in the reading for callers and part of these is found in the text of the light reading. In other words, he's starting to give you the real thing and the exceptions to the rule. In other words, you should have seen an Eth up there, but there was no Eth on it. So he's just telling you.
So when the native speakers do it, it becomes an idiosyncrasy.
Yeah.
We do it, it points out.
Right, exactly. That's exactly right. Because I don't know whether you're doing it for as an idiosyncrasy or you just didn't remember the rule.
All my errors are idiosyncrasy.
It's part of your dialect, right? Just learning your dialect to keep it. Okay, Peter, I guess you're up next with the last one.
Why you can, Otho, Potiphar, Siri, Paro, Ish, Mitri, Miyad, Hayish, Ish, Melim, Vayehi, Yahwa, Eth, Yosef. Vayehi, Ish, Matsliach. And Potiphar, the officer of Pharaoh, an Egyptian man, bought him from the hand of the Ishmaelites. Is that right?
Yep. So far, so good.
And Yahweh was with Joseph, and
why he was to be in the but is converted, so it'd be he was.
And oh yeah, okay, I had and a man was. And he was successful in the house of his lord the Egyptian.
Okay. Yeah, he was a successful man, probably the best thing. The Ish. You know, he was a man successful. He was a successful man. Admittedly here you've got some ambiguity because without the article and so forth, without an F, you can't tell what's the direct object and what's the subject. So that's my guess, is that he was a successful man. Although a person, you know, like you said, a man was successful?
I had a couple different options.
Yeah, but you know, it sounds, you know, from the context, you could probably eliminate a man was successful because you know you're talking about Joseph. Yeah.
I tried each, but it didn't.
Yeah, it's just ambiguous.
Maybe because Potiphar left Joseph, he was getting left.
Lord the Egyptian.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, he was a successful man in the house of his master the Egyptian. That pretty well nailed down. Unless Potiphar had another master.
Okay.
Anyone else with a question or problem? All right. Chapter 33. Just another set of complications on call verb. So it can be geminate verb. Geminate verb. Geminate verbs, imperfect imperative, and infinitive construct. No single class of verbs shows as much variety in the formation of the imperfect as the imperfect.
We're getting close to the end.
That is, the second and third root consonants are identical. None of these verbs occur frequently enough to offer a complete paradigm. Right? The following tables, therefore, represent a compilation from the available data. On historical grounds, the more original forms in the imperfect system are. So we have the two basic categories, kolam imperfects and pasak imperfects. So you've got sabav in the kolam imperfect category. The imperfect would be yasov, and the adjusted yasov is the same in the converted form, yasov. With their counterclassics there. Imperative is just sov, and finna construct sov. Now the pasak imperfects, we've got kal, and that doesn't even look like a sickle, a geminate the way it is. But still falls in the same category. Because all the other peculiarities of that.
Is that because it didn't fit anywhere else?
Yeah, maybe that is the natural category. The normal is yekal, and adjective yekal, and the converted yekal. Yekal, excuse me. And the infinitive construct, no imperative form, and the infinitive construct is kol. Okay, now in the normal inflection of these forms, the original doubling of the final stem consonant shows up before any such suffix vowel. So if you're going to put a suffix vowel on the thing, some vocalic suffix, then the original doubling will show up. But if you don't have that, it won't show up. In other words, with sabav, you get the doubling in the base only when you've got like yasobu and taksobu. And Sisobena, in other words, you've got some suffix on the thing, and the ones that have only prefixes don't get the doubling. So this is too bad here. The paradigm is chopped. So you need to look at the next page to get the last part of the paradigm. So I don't like the way that's done.
Where's the kibbutz coming from?
Oh, that's just part of it. Yeah. Some you would normally expect maybe a kamaskatu or something like that, but not kibbutz, but it's kibbutz. Okay. So you have to take note of that too. See, and this isn't a problem as far as recognition though. That form is a really easy form to recognize, but you do have a good point as far as that. So I notice this other type over here has got a pasak instead of this. So they go both gets the gold yod before the on that stuff as well. So we've got yasob, tasob, tasob, and back on the next page, tasob b, and there you get the delegation of the base there because of the vocalic suffix here at yod. And s, aso, no suffix, I mean, no doubling. And then going to yekal over here, you get yasobu with the delegation of the base, doubling. And tisubena, and you get a shurik with a kibbutz there, and then you get doubling in the base again. And tasobu, and you get the doubling. And tisubena, and nasobu. So I suppose you could say this, all the plurals, except for the first person plural, common plural, nasobu, are going to get the doubling in the base because they've all got suffix. And the only singular one that does is tasobi, the first person form. So the singulars basically don't have it all but one, and the plurals all do have it all but one. They have the doubling in it, which is less. All right. Okay, now there's another category here. Take call. Take the lead. Notice that Lama has got doubling there. A call. And then Yikalu, and there's the doubling of the Lama. And Tekalena, doubling of the Lama. Tekalu, doubling of the Lama. Tekalena, there's an opposite form here. You've got Tekalena in parentheses, but apparently the more common form is Tekali. There's an alternate form for that.
No.
Oh, no, I skipped lines. I'm sorry. Thank you. Okay. That's what happens when they shift this on you. That's just a non-intensive form. Okay. Thank you. I'm going to figure out how they could get that exceptional form. Okay, and they call. So my faith is restored here. But that's part of the problem with not putting these paradigms all on one page. Going back and forth between pages, forgot what the other column is.
seems so silly, too, because it's always like 3 miles.
No, he just didn't have a computer to do this on. He didn't have a computer line it up for him registered.
Yeah, yeah. He did put it on a computer and he forgot to separate it.
Yeah, it could be, too. 71. Computers weren't that big back then. Okay, second type of imperfect, not infrequent, follows the pattern of verbs one none. That's all you need. See, this is like a geminate, but it's getting some other interesting things here, like one none. The none gets assimilated. So it's like a one none in the formation of stem, but there are several optional forms in the inflection. So you get yitzog, and tisog. This will be eso. Notice the dagesh in the stomach. And that's normally, when you saw a doubling of that first letter of the root, at least in what looks like the first letter of the root in the imperfect, it's usually before, the way you've seen that is when the nun is assimilated. And so it looks just like the one nun did with that doubling. And he didn't tell us what the perfect form was, and that's the problem.
That's
the only thing I can guess is it's with another type of imperfect.
After
the time
of
the oh, yes, okay, yeah. That must be what it is. I couldn't figure out before what it is. How could it be any different from that? So this would be another alternate paradigm for Sabah. So pick one. Pick the one you like the best.
I like the one that's on the same page.
Just be able to recognize them both. And similarly throughout for Yikal. Okay, that settles it there. The following further oddities in the inflection of the imperfect are mentioned for reference only. Number one, assimilation to the hollow verb inflection is not unknown. Thus, you've got Yashud from the root Shadad. So that one looks like it's a hollow verb. So it looks like these geminates were used to do this by anything. Shut up. I don't know what that means. What is this? Isn't there a word for a demon that was similar to Shad? Shad?
To be demon.
No. I think there was
Shad was a word for Shad.
Now listen.
Not in there? Probably not a common word. Okay.
So what they do, they just throw away one of the dalets?
Yeah, that's what it looks like. They throw away one of the dalets and leave what's left, and that looks like a hollow bird. And they put a shirik in there and they got a hollow bird. So, inflections, then number two, another complication. Inflections like the first given above also have such alternate forms as yekalu with reduction instead of yekalu. In other words, you might get the papat reduced to shua in the form. And yazamu, they will consider for the expected yazomu. So you might get a reduction to shua on that one too. So that's again, you'll find that when you're looking for, so you probably recognize the form, and then if you look at it close, you say, what's wrong with this? It's quite right. And sometimes the analytical is helpful. It'll tell you that there's an unusual form or something. Sometimes it's not. So you just need to be aware. Yes.
Meaningful shadar is the trees with violence, so press, attack, invade, to plunder.
Oh boy, okay. Trees with violence, attack, plunder, and so forth for shadar. Sabah was to surround, you know, that before. What was call? Somebody look up call there. It has no imperative form. See, there is a verb, the idea of call for the verb forms is a simple form. So I wonder if that has to do with being simple or being pure or something like that. Just curious. Funny he didn't put the meaning down there.
Call all or call to be light.
To be light. Okay, that's, yeah. Be light or what else?
A little important.
A little important, okay. That's the reason for the, now that is the word from which the call is designated. It's a light one, it's easy.
Trivial.
Usually, pick the simple one.
Yeah,
I'm
encouraged.
I'm glad to wait this one and tell you about all this stuff. It's quite intimidating.
Yeah. Really. But again, if you recognize it, it's mainly recognition that you're dealing with an ultra.
try to on the test here tell you what to see for the test. It's kind of a short term thing. It's, you know, blitz your memory with these. So I'll try to let you know ahead of time what's most important. Then the third point here, rarely one encounters forms belong to the paradigm of still other types, such as yekemu, they will be warm in the root hamam, or tishamna, from you will be devastated from the root shamam. So you may, they'll be paradigms of other types still. So it looks like these geminists will just, they kind of attach themselves to some other paradigm and just act like that. You know, funny. Now this kamam here would be somewhat of a sample in that it is a one shape, one guttural, so it is getting a little guttural type of thing. But the part that's not understandable is the name drops off, you know, and it's acting as though it wasn't there.
I just don't like those double.
You think that if they dislike them that much, they could have just eliminated it from language. Okay. The imperative infinitive construct shows similar deviations, but the following should be taken as the norm. So for imperative infinitive construct, the norm would be for the Fulham types. For Sob, you got Sob, Sobi, Sobu, Sobna, and the infinitive construct is Sob, Subi, no, excuse me, Subi, Subu, Subika, excuse me, and Sube. So that's not a complete paradigm, that's the beginning of the paradigm for the infinitive construct. Of course, you know the words you just got. But the main trick there is remembering the shortening and then the doubling before the suffix. So it's kind of getting that doubling back before the suffix is put on the infinitive construct. The qualified type imperfects, the only one it gives is kal here, and that doesn't have an infinitive construct. So, wait a minute, he's shifted it. That's funny, because he's over on the page, he listed it as having no imperative. And here he gets the imperative forms for it. So I think he may be just saying, well, this is the model. You know, this word doesn't have it. Or it might have been a glitch in the printing or something. But he's giving the imperative forms here. So he must mean that the pop-up type of perfect will do this. Although Kyle itself does apparently have an imperative form. You know, you're usually not telling somebody to be simple or be light. Okay, then the feminist singular imperative also occurs with ultimate stress. So you may see the form go di, shir, and roni, or jubilate. Occasionally, the infinitive construct appears in the pattern of the regular trilingual verb, shadol. So in some cases, it just acts as though it's just a regular old verb, and you just use the same verb pattern, and you just keep the two letters. It would be nice if they did that all the time. And then there'd be no problem with the feminist. Shalol and so forth. So the infinitive construct acts this way.
Yes. Roni is my jubilation. Is that what we're getting?
Yes, it would be infinitive construct with. No, this would be an imperative. This would be feminine singular imperative. So this would mean you're talking to a woman saying jubilate.
Jubilate.
Yeah.
Okay. Is that really a word?
Apparently. In Hebrew it is. They may have had a deaf one for English.
But I just say rejoice.
Yeah, rejoice. Jubilee is probably the word too. Okay. Note the imperfects of tam, we finished. Yetam or yitom, so you've got a couple choices there. For ra, to be bad, is yera. So that's kind of the catch-all chapter. All the loose ends things were thrown in here. And now the next chapter will kind of get back to something refreshing again, something pure, unadulterated.
So we'll drop this and come up with another catch-all chapter, right?
Yeah, well, yeah. We'll go through the process again, and then we'll say, now here's what all these oddballs do, and that's the part of it.
Any language that calls the Hebrew perfect simple, that would be...
Yeah. Well, the vocabulary for chapter 33... Na'uma, anything, or with a negative, nothing. We put a negative in the front, it would be nothing. And without it, it's anything. Op means nose, face, or anger, quite a range. And used of as the subject of kara, that's kara apo, is equivalent to kara lo. In other words, you can say either anger happened to him or anger happened to his nose. That's literally what it would be. Kara Abol is literally, you know, anger went to his nose, you know, something like that. Now,
can you think flaring?
So yeah. The flaring of the nostrils is the imagery that you're driving from. So, you know, they get real inflamed and angry, the nostrils flare and stuff like that. They did that, and they had another expression for pride, for the height of the nose. The whole nose lifted up high, the idea of pride. So it's funny the way the idioms were. But, you know, it's from a people that are very emotional. Okay, the object of anger is expressed by the preposition the. So if you're angry at somebody, you know, the object of your anger is something. So if the anger happened to me and you, or because of you, I think that's kind of the idea. So it's quite an interesting idiom. So now you have another way of saying it. I think this is even more emphatic than just saying Karalo, that's one thing, but to make it a notch more emphatic, you say Kara Apo. Or Apo, excuse me, Apo, excuse me, that is a full face. All right. Okay, any other questions on this one? Number, you see the verbs, you've got Chashak, to withhold, keep back for oneself. Kanan, to be, to favor, be gracious toward. And that would be a geminate. Shamim, another gemma, to be desolated, to be appalled, and the active participle would be is desolated, shamim. And dam, to be silent or astonished. Okay, silent or astonished. And some feel that Edom or Duma, I think, was a city down there. It was derived from this idea of silence. And then madad, to measure. Okay, some other miscellaneous things. Ivri is in Hebrew. So it's an adjective or as a noun. So you'll see it either functioning as an adjective or as a noun. Ki'im. There's our famous phrase. Unless or except. Or but rather. Conjunction. Ik. How and what manner. Using exclamation. And eka. Another form for it. Okay, it looks like a feminine form for the same thing, but it's hard to kind of like Mazad, Mazul. Okay, now for these exercises, let me delineate the ones that you'll do. This is going to be I'm going to have even fewer than the odd ones here. So just check off the ones here as I read them. Part A, do 1, 4, 7, 10 and 13. 1, 4, 7, 10, 13. And for number part B, just do 1, 6, and 10. 1, 6, and 10. For part C, just do 2 and 5. Part C, just 2 and 5. And then the reading, all of that. Okay. Take a little bit of time here. We can start here with part A, number one, I guess, if there's any other questions on the chapter. There's really not much to the chapter except trouble. There's more complications. These verbs are just not, you know, so you almost have to just say, you know, it's a recognition type of thing. This is what's going to do the various things that may be done in the Gemini verbs. As you encounter them, then you just have to deal with them as you go in your translation. Oh, the orals? Oh, you don't need to write those down. The A and B, those are just the ones I'm going to do in class, so I just wanted to let you know, so when your turn is coming, you know which one to prepare for. For C is the only one you need to really write down. And then D, of course, if you want to write that out. Notice you're getting more footnotes on your reading. You start to give you more of the real text, and there's features that we have to still have to cover, but they're more detailed features. But some of these major things like consecutive series and what you've got now. Okay, we've got a few minutes here. Number one, who do we leave off with last, and we'll end with that. You okay, we left off with you, so Daniel's next. Okay, number one then.
The whole of the earth, he spoke as the moon.
Okay.
be gracious to him, you would say, and don't shed his blood.
Right. Be gracious to him and toward him or to him, and don't shed his blood. Do not shed his blood. Okay? It could be just an imperfect, too. You will be gracious toward him and will not shed his blood, but it's probably more likely, I see it like this, that it's an admonition. That mildly perfect thing. So it is, but it's technically a second person masculine singular imperfect form. Chachon. From Chanan. And of course, Chanah, the name Hannah comes from that, and the name John comes from that root. And the word grace, Noahan grace, and pain, I think, comes from that. Did you have grace before?
Yeah. So,
number four, then, Eric.
Yera Hadabar the Eina. Oh, the word will be bad in his eyes.
Yes, right. The word will be bad in his eyes, or the matter will be bad in his eyes, the thing or something. Or the word, depends on what the context was. So the word will be bad in his eyes, or the word, the matter will be bad in his eyes. But it's an imperfect form for this verb ra here, to be bad. Okay, number seven.
Akar Muduka F Asadeh.
Yeah, Mudaka. Mudaka.
Mudaka.
I don't have very many.
Shulkan, I think, is one of the words we have.
Mm-hmm.
But after, I have no idea what mudita is.
Okay, it comes from the verb to measure, madad.
So after you measure the field?
Yeah. And so, and where was the paradigm? We had one with this. Okay, if you look over here on page 154, you've got subaka there for the intended construct with a suffix.
Mm-hmm.
It's all the same paradigm, so mudaka. Okay. And what was the translation again? After you measure the field. Right. After you measure the field, right. Literally after you're measuring the field. Okay, number 10. John.
Why is Tomu black hole?
Okay. Stretch out.
Extending of his hand. Yeah. It would translate as the earth was silent or astonished when he extended his hand, or when he is extending his hand. Just like God extended his hand. Yeah, the land or the earth was astonished or silent when he extended his hand. His hand plural. Yeah, verb is dumb there. To be silent. And then the tau is from the third person feminine, because third person feminine is negative form. Okay, make some progress there. Tomorrow we'll be at 33. I think I'd rather review just before the test, so it's fresh in your mind. So we'll do the review next Wednesday and Thursday, and we have the test on Friday. So we'll go ahead and progress.
Yeah,
we'll only take 5 minutes. Maybe we'll do a little bit of review on Wednesday, and then on Tuesday, just make sure we get covered.
Okay.
I need to stay.
So we have 2 minutes.
Maybe we'll be 34.
Yeah, George got his organs.